Welcome to the Toffee Blues, your source for all things Everton. I'm here with my guy Gay today. Absolute pleasure to be joined by my guy. How's it going, mate? You okay?
Yeah, thank you. Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me. I'm glad. I'm good to speak to the fans, to Everton. Everton fans, I'm very happy.
Yeah, pleasure to speak to you. I know Everton fans have a soft spot for you. I know we look back fondly at your time at Everton. Very good memories. I know a lot of, obviously, you had 39 appearances for the Blues, 3 goals and 9 assists during those games. Signed from Strasbourg in June 2010 on a 5-year deal for £1 million, left in June 2014 by mutual consent. But obviously, at the moment, you were there, Karabakh in Azerbaijan, where the team are first in the table. And I think you've played 28 games and you've got 8 goals, 1 assist, 2 in the Europa League and 1 in the Champions League qualifier. How's it going out there at the moment? How's life treating you out there?
Yeah, here in Azerbaijan is different to Europe, but now I feel fine. It's different football, it's different mentalities, but now I'm doing good. I'm doing well.
Yeah, how does it compare to England? Is it very different?
Yeah, it's a lot different. You know, first of all, the weather is different.
Yeah, warmer.
About the football, is totally different type of football.
Yeah, does it suit you better though? Are you playing well out there? Enjoying it, like?
Yeah, I'm enjoying. First of all, when I was playing in Europe, like in France and Everton, I didn't have the chance to play in Europe, and here I had the chance to play Europa League. I never been playing in Europa League, so it was good experience. It's the first time, so I'm delighted.
Yeah, that's good news as well. I'll take you back to the start of your career then, before your time at Everton. Who were your idols growing up? I know you grew up around Paris. Was it like playing around Paris? Who were your idols during that time? Like, which players did you look up to?
In Paris?
Yeah. What players did you look up to? Which footballers did you want to be like?
Oh, but I'm born in Paris. So I always wanted to play. My dream was to play for Paris Saint-Germain. That was my dream. That was my my dream team. But you know, I always wanted to play in England. You know, for me, my dream is to play even one time in my career, to play in Premier League, and I've done it. So you know,
yeah.
I go to the great club.
Definitely in Everton, yeah. And you did it quite early as well as a teenager. Obviously, as a 19-year-old, you came to Everton pretty early in your career. You've been doing well out in Strasbourg, though. But how did your move to Everton come about? Obviously, like, why did you choose the club? There was reported interest from other clubs in England. I don't know how true it was, but other interest from clubs in England, such as Birmingham City, Bolton and Sunderland. Why did you choose Everton, and how did that come about?
First of all, when I was in Strasbourg, I was the youngest player at that team, and I was the top scorer of the team. And at that time, Strasbourg have financial problems, so they had to sell me fast. And at that time, it was many clubs was looking after me. And I choose Everton because, first of all, I had many players who talked to me about this club, and they told me you should go in there because it's a hard club. They told me this club was you should work hard to play, and this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to challenge myself, you know, and they say it was family clubs, and this is what I like. I choose Everton because it was a family club, and that's why I choose Everton. And at that time, it was great players, like Luis Saha, Mikel Arteta, Steven Pienaar, I forget, but it was a lot of great players, and that was the dream come true for me. You know, I was a kid. Two years before I went to Everton, I was watching Everton playing at the TV. For me, it was a dream, really. Yeah. So it was really easy to choose Everton.
Yeah, what was it like playing alongside those players as a young player? Obviously, 19 years old, coming to England, and you're playing alongside players like ones you mentioned, like Saha, Pienaar, Arteta. What was it like learning from those players? Was it a good experience?
Yeah, for me, it was fantastic. You know, every day every day you learn, you know, when you train with those players, is you just watch them. You work every day. You know, this is perfect for young players. You know.
Yeah, exactly. A good foundation for your career as well. Yeah, when you joined Everton, I don't know if you chose, but your squad number was number 19. How come you chose that number? Was it because you were 19 years old, or was it just?
When I went there, it was not so much number available, but I was 19, obviously, so I chose the 19 because I was 19. But it was not so much number available at that time.
Yeah, it's true. It was a big squad, good squad at that time. But yeah, you came over to England pretty much straight away. You went on the Australia pre-season tour. What was it like coming to a new country, obviously, and just going straight away to a pre-season tour in Australia like that? How was that experience?
For me, it was totally new, like really new from when I used to do in France, because in France we don't go so much different countries in pre-season. In Strasbourg, it was more local, you know, we staying in France and training and stuff like that. But when I went to Australia, it was my first time. It was my first time I'm going to, with my club, to a big event, big preparation. And for me, it was very new. And I was just learning, you know. And for me, it was difficult because before we went to Australia, I wasn't supposed to follow the first team. Nobody knows that, but David Moyes at that time, when I came to the club, he put me in second team.
Oh yeah, so you signed up for the second team with a view to coming into the first team, but it happened straight away.
But they bought me. They knew I was a talent player, but I wasn't in his plan first to play in the first team.
Yeah.
So they put me in the second team, you know. And I remember that time when I make couple trainings before we went to Australia.
Yeah.
I made a really good training session. So after that, he chose to bring me to. So I was really happy, and obviously when we went there, I had a little bit of time to play and show my talent and stuff. So, and it went good. I trained hard. I play good games. So after I stayed in the first team.
Yeah, just impressed them straight away from the first few training sessions. Obviously, you got your first goal out there as well. You made your debut in a 1-0 win against Sydney. I think scored in a 2-1 win against Brisbane Roar. What was that like to get your first goal for Everton?
Yeah, I was happy, but I was totally. I was saying like, "Is I deserve this goal?" Because you know, I came for the second team, and now I had the chance to show my talent and I make a goal, so I was really completely delighted, you know.
Yeah, yeah, good start to your time at Everton. Obviously impressed straight away. You made your competitive debut against Huddersfield Town in the League Cup, a 5-1 win. What do you remember of that? What was that like?
Huddersfield?
Yeah.
Yeah, but for me, it was the first game at home, so I didn't know that the atmosphere at Goodison Park was great, you know. Okay. It was just great. I remember my first entry, like in the warm-up, I was looking the fans and stuff. It was really good moment.
Yeah.
And I was too really nervous at the time.
Yeah.
It was my first game at home. Nobody knows me before, so I wanted to show myself. But I was very young, you know, inexperienced, so.
Yeah, that's true, yeah, but Goodison's impressive, isn't it? Obviously, the fans are very close to the pitch, so that helps. The fans feel like they're on top of you. So,
yeah,
good atmosphere, isn't it, I suppose? Yeah, as well, your first Premier League star came on the 9th of April 2011, a 3-0 win against Wolves away. From memory, is that obviously goals from Neville Billy Letinov and Beckford. Obviously, a Billy Letinov goal was a belter. What do you remember that game? Was that good memories as well?
Yeah, because I think it was my first game start, you know, and and I remember that moment. I was feeling very good. My body was feeling good. I was very confident at the time. Obviously, I think I missed a chance. I remember it. I still remember it. Yeah. But it was, for me, it was great, great win, great moment, great memories. Yeah. And this game was still in the classic wins.
Yeah, it was a good one, definitely one of the best that season. Good season that anyway. But apart from that, there was quite a good little French connection at the time. Quite a good few players who spoke French in that squad. Obviously, Sylvain Destin, Louis Sahar, and yourself. Did you have a good relationship with them too? And did they help you come through as a young player?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was very, you know, like I said before, when I came to Everton, I was not so much experienced. Yeah. I had just one, before I came to Everton, I had only one professional season.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, so everything was fast for me. You know, I make a great season in France, and straight away I came to a big club like Everton. So it's not easy when you are young. At that time, I couldn't speak so much good English as I do now. Yeah. So it was really difficult for the adaptation. And so, I'm seeing now Louis Saha, Steven Tistan, and also Fellaini was helping me much with the language also. So it was a big part for me in my time over there.
Yeah, that's good. Helped you settle in. That's good. Obviously, the 2011-12 season saw a little bit of competition for you. Obviously, Royston Drenthe came in on loan. He's another player we've interviewed before. He's quite a character. What memories do you have of Royston Drenthe? Was he and his crazy times at the club?
Royston, for me, the only memories I have with him is he used to live not far from my house, so we used to meet up a little bit, you know. But for me, he was a fantastic guy, you know, very funny. He likes to joke. He likes to play around, you know. He's a very good guy for me. I had only good memories about him, you know.
Yeah,
there's nothing bad about him. I had only good memories with him. Just he's a character. He's a great player.
Yeah,
he's a great unusual. Yeah. Profile players and he was a good guy.
Yeah, a lot of talent. He enjoyed off the pitch a little bit too much sometimes, like, but he had a lot of talent. But that season, that 2011 season, was probably your best at Everton, and the season you played the most for Everton. And one game that sticks out was against Sunderland in the FA Cup, remembered by every Evertonian. It was a great away day and possibly your best performance for the club. A lot of people say you got an assist for Jelovic to put us 1-0 up, and we won 2-0. What do you remember from that night?
For me, it was one of the best memories I had in my professional career. For me, it was just fantastic. I remember that time. It was as well, I will say, was a very difficult moment for me, because at that time I didn't have so much time on the pitch, because obviously it was Steven Pienaar was coming back from Tottenham. I remember that. And so I didn't have so much time in a Premier League. So for me, FA Cup at that time was very important, because this is the only time I had for playing. So, and the coach was believing me, so it was I remember that game was very so important for the club. For me, when the David Moyes put me in this team, was for me it shows that the coach believed in me, you know. And I remember going to the pitch, I was thinking like no, I need to take this chance, you know. I have to give everything. So, for me, it was the best performance I had in Everton, for sure.
Yeah, there was a big week for you as well. Obviously, there was another game against Sunderland where you got your first Premier League goal in a 4-0 win against Sunderland and two assists in that match as well. So that was obviously, Sunderland seemed to be a good opponent for you. What was that like? What was that game like, the 4-0 win?
But you know, when you are young, you had a great game, and the coach put you again to the next game. Obviously, it was against Sunderland, but you know, you want to continue. You want to follow that drive is driving you. You know, you want to follow that performance, and I had the chance to play, and I give everything, and I was very happy to play with Steven Pienaar, Justin Diente, and that time it was Denis Strakorowski. I was very happy to put again in a good performance, and I had the chance to score, to make two assists. So for me, it was a perfect day.
What was Strakorowski like as well? I know I've asked you about Drenthe, but they came in together, Drenthe and Strakorowski, and he seemed like a bit of a character as well. Obviously, he was a hard man. He didn't speak much English, but what was he like to be around?
For me, I remember he was a nice guy, really quiet guy. Yeah. Really, really quiet guy. Doesn't talk a lot. I remember him to go all the time to the gym, working hard. This is what I remember about him. He was really respectful guy, but really quiet. Doesn't talk at all.
Yeah, but he's a monster in the gym.
Yeah. I remember him in distance working very hard to the gym. So yeah. I was trying to follow them.
Yeah, difficult though, the weight that they must have been lifting. Obviously another game soon after that as well was the FA Cup semi-final against Liverpool at Wembley. You started that match, obviously played 68 minutes before being replaced by Seamus Coleman. When did you find out you were playing? Because obviously Royston Drenthe had just fell out with David Moyes recently, I think, just before that match. What was that like, that experience of playing at Wembley and when you found out you were playing?
This is massive, you know. Yeah. It was really massive for me. I think I was the youngest player on the pitch.
Yeah.
And that time, I was really, really like nervous because it was my first derby at the time and at Wembley. So, you know,
big one.
It's big event. And after, you know, I just forget all everything, you know, all emotions. I just wanted to focus, and the coach was telling me to do one job, and I was trying to do it, and I think I did it well.
Yeah.
The first half, and obviously in the second half, we had not so much space, not so much the ball compared to the first half. The first half we had a little bit the game control. Obviously, we had the luck but we had the opportunity to score the first goal. Yeah. So give a little bit of confidence. And after, we make a mistake, and that's where it goes, you know.
Yeah.
But I was really disappointed because, you know, I don't know if you remember, but when he put me out, it was still 1-1.
Yeah. Mm.
And after, when I couldn't do anything, so because I was off and we conceded the second goal, I was so angry, so disappointed. But anyway,
it's frustrating, isn't it? It's annoying.
Frustrated, and anyway, this is football, you know. This is, you make one mistake, you get punished, you know. This is the Premier League. This is,
obviously that Destan mistake as well, and like a lot of people remember Sylvain Destan for that mistake, but he was such a good servant of the club, so we got to forgive him for that mistake.
For me, Steven Distan, he was one of the best defenders I play with.
Yeah,
and really. He's such a good guy, and he's a hard worker. He doesn't cheat. He doesn't, you know. Everybody make mistake, you know. It could be me. It could be somebody else, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Could be anyone.
This is football, you know.
It could go either way, you never know, but it was a massive shame at the time. But obviously, that summer was a big summer for you as well, because you were approached by Senegal. Obviously, you've got a Senegalese family, and Senegal approached you to play for them in the Olympics. What was that like, going away and doing that with the Senegalese national team?
for me, it was good. It was good experience, but first of all, it was the Olympic in London. Games in London. So no, it was good. Just I decided to play for Senegal because at that time it was really hard for me to play in France, because in France it was a lot of great players, you know, like Samir Nasri. It's too much players, and for me it was hard, because so that's why I decided to play for Senegal, because I think it was I thought it was more easier to play some big international games. So that's why I chose Senegal.
You must have had a good experience, obviously, over there in London for the Olympics as well. Big year for you. But when you came back to Everton, David Moyes only had the season after before he left to go to Manchester United. What was David Moyes like with you? What was he like as a manager? And how did he treat you as a young player?
You know, I would say David Moyes for me was like a dad, you know? Like a father, you know? He was really strict with me. But at that time, I didn't understand why he was so strict with me. But now I know, because he knew, he trusted me. And this is the way he showed me his trust. And he was seeing in me a talent. And so that's why he was all the time behind me, you know.
Yeah,
but I see him like a father.
Like
a son, I think. So
really, a lot of people see David Moyes as like a disciplinarian, very strict and harsh. But it's interesting you say like a father figure, because I was speaking to Apostolos Velios not long ago, and he said exactly the same thing. He was like a father figure. I don't think fans saw that side of it, so that we kind of thought he was strict and he was harsh. But yeah, what memories they have of when you first came to the club and how he welcomed you? Was that special? How he like?
No, I remember when I first came, my first day, I was with my dad, and we was making the medical test, and he came to the gym and see me and welcome my family, my agents. Now he was perfect. He was really pretty. He was really, really cool with me.
That's good, man. He's a good man. Obviously, another massive servant to the club as well. Obviously, after that, Everton pretty much completely changed when Roberto Martinez came in. It felt like a new Everton. It was like completely different, really. What was that like playing under him, and how was he different to David Moyes?
No, for me, when David Moyes, to be honest, I will be honest with you.
Yeah.
When David Moyes left, everything changed for me. Everything changed.
Yeah.
I was disappointed. I was a little bit down, because when I came to Everton, it's because David Moyes wanted me. And when he left, it was for me, was everything was changed. Not everything wasn't the same for me, you know.
Yeah.
Because for me he was a role model. For me, he was a role model. And when he left, it's not like I wanted to go, but for me it wasn't the same Everton.
It wasn't the same under Martinez now.
And then Roberto Martinez, he was a good man. I have nothing against him, you know. But he bring his players. He had the type. He was a type of playing of football. It wasn't. I'm not saying it's not my football, but I was more enjoying playing under David Moyes, you know.
Mm.
And when he came, he changed totally the philosophy. And it changed everything. It changed the players. He bring new players. And he told me straight away, Roberto Martinez, I am not his plan. So, so that's it.
It's a shame. It's good that he was honest, but it's a shame, isn't it? Because obviously, a lot of fans have good memories of you.
Yeah, but after, you know, this is football, you know. You my football is not maybe one coach like my style of football, another one maybe not. This is football, you understand? It's not because Roberto Martinez tell me, you are not in my plans, then nobody will think the same. Yeah. Every coach is different. David Moss like my style of football, him not. It's football, you know. Yeah. So, but I was young that time. I was still young, and this is hurt me. Was hurting me so bad. So I let myself down.
Yeah.
To be honest. So.
That's a shame. Yeah. Obviously, you went out on loan to Brest, and then eventually, when your contract ended, you went to Millwall. What was it like leaving Everton, and what was life after Everton like?
But the thing is, my life after Everton is I get injured.
Yeah.
I get injured, so after it was very difficult for me to get back in my top form. Yeah. And obviously, I go to Millwall, but it was at Millwall, I was starting to be a mature, mature player.
Mature, yeah.
Because at Everton, I was a teenager.
Yeah.
You know, but when I came to Millwall, I was starting to be an adult, basically, in life. So I was learning a lot. I wasn't playing so much, but I was playing more than Everton.
Yeah.
But the championship is hard. It was new for me, and it's hard league too.
Yeah.
A lot of games. It was a good year for me. Yeah. Obviously, we're going down. The club wasn't going down to the League One.
Yeah.
But for me, as a player, it was a good experience.
Yeah, something different, wasn't it? Obviously, the Championship is very demanding league. But yeah, just summarising your time at Everton, then who was the best player? Do you think that you played with at Everton?
The best player I play with in Everton?
Yeah.
Oh, now you ask me a hard question.
On the spot.
But for me, the player who really make me like wow, even in training, is so much players. To be honest, so many players,
yeah.
But the player who make me really like saying like this guy is crazy is Luis Saha for me.
Yeah.
For me is Luis Saha. Why? Because he's even in front of the goal, he's really, really calm, and he can shoot from everywhere, left, right, doesn't matter. He's for me he's a complete player.
Yeah.
He was a complete player.
Yeah, one of my best memories of Luis Saha was against Blackpool. I think it was where he scored about four goals. It was crazy.
I remember that. Yes.
Crazy game. He was on fire, wasn't he?
No, Luis is, and he's a great man too. You know, he's a great man, good, great character, always positive.
Yeah.
You know.
Good man. Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, from your time at Everton, there's only Leighton Baines and Seamus Coleman left of the club now. What did you have much of a relationship with those two, and do you still speak to anyone from your time at Everton?
Yeah, but obviously I had a good relationship with Leighton Baines, and he's a great man too. We play a few games together, so you can ask him if you have a time. I think he liked my type of playing too. But Seamus is like my brother. Seamus is obviously we had this about around the same age, so I was even I was close to the French players, but they was old. They had at that time they had kids. I didn't have kids. I was alone, and Seamus, he was more like my brother because we around the same age. We was living in the same building at that time.
Yeah.
We were spending time together, and I'm still in contact with him. We are still speaking, and I have so much good memories with him, you know, in football and without football. And for me, he's like my brother. You know?
That's nice. That he's a great guy, Seamus, really down to earth, proper. He's really nice. Do you still speak to any other players from your time at Everton?
Yeah, I speak to few. I speak to Louis Saha.
Yeah.
Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes.
Yeah.
I speak to Fellaini.
Yeah.
Seamus, I speak to Velios also.
Yeah.
Yeah, I speak to Victor Anichibi. Yeah. I speak a lot.
That's nice. That, did you still just watch Everton or keep an eye out for the results and how they're doing?
All the time.
Still watching.
In the clubs they say if you've been a Blues once, you've been a Blues forever, and this is really that, you know, with me.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, it's true. I couldn't have the chance to come back.
Yeah.
But I always follow Everton. I always follow Everton, and for me, Everton is like home. You know?
Mm, that's nice.
Because really, for me, Everton at my time, it was like it was one of the best moments in my life.
Yeah.
Because I was an amateur. I was young, and at that time I was learning how to be a man. You know, I was very young to be. Yeah. I was a kid. You know.
Yeah. Massive learning experience for you. It's nice that you still keep in touch with them now. And obviously, once a Blue, always a Blue. What they say, isn't it? But that's really nice that you still keep in touch with them. Overall, I have to put you on the spot again. What was your best memory from your whole time at Everton?
Best on the pitch?
Just in general, yeah.
In general? Oh, I don't know. Oh. For me, it was the semi-final.
Yeah.
Not the semi-final. The quarterfinal. Quarterfinal against Sunderland. For me, it's the great moment. Because it had, at the moment, I wasn't playing so much, and I show everybody in Everton, so I can be a top player. I was playing good. The team won the games. The coach was very happy. The fans, I think we had the record away games. The fans was how much? I think 5,000, 4,000.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
it was, the atmosphere was unbelievable, and for me it was my one of my best moments.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's really good. It's been a pleasure to speak to you. Anyway, I'm sure like a lot of Evertonians look back at your time very fondly and have good memories of you. So it's been a pleasure, and thanks a lot. Obviously, to say that you're still a Blue as well is great, and I'm sure a lot of Evertonians appreciate that. So yeah, thanks a lot for joining us, and thanks a lot for watching the video as well, all the viewers. Make sure you like the video, subscribe to Toffee Blues, and keep in touch with my guy. Give my guy a follow on social media as well, because he's a great guy, obviously. And thanks a lot for joining us, and join us next time on the Toffee Blues.
Brilliant. Thank you. Just I wanted to say a message. I wanted to say to all the fans, because I get some few messages from Everton fans sometimes in my Instagram. And they quite like me.
Yeah.
And but I didn't know that time.
Yeah.
The fans love me so much. But now I see I left with the good good memories with on their mind. So I just wanted to say to them, thank you so much for the support. And obviously, I will always be a Blues.
Yeah.
Whatsoever, I still follow you guys, and I'm really happy to speak to you. Thank you to you to give me the opportunity to explain what's going on to my life. And I love Everton. I love you guys. You know, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, that's brilliant! I'm sure they'll appreciate that. Thanks very much for that. Cheers.
Yeah, nice. Thank you, Tom.